I have to scoot and hope the path is.
What are you saying there?
I'm just chatting with Kelly.
Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour, the radio stunt program that will not die. I'm your co-host, station manager Ken.
Try as Ken might, the show will not die.
And that's the host, Andy Breckman, man.
And I'm here, and we're here with our friend Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We need another set of hands for this one.
Oh, it's a big show.
It's a big
show. It's a really complicated show.
They need a woman's touch.
First off, I think Ken, and maybe Kelly too, you owe me an apology. You didn't believe me. I've been saying it for 2 years. Almost 3 years, I think.
What have you been saying?
That Neil Young is not dead. Neil Young's still alive. I think this week he's in the news. I think he proved that I was right.
Whoever said he was dead?
I've been saying he's alive, and you just, you've been arguing with me for 2.5 years.
No, that's Bob Dylan. I've been saying Bob Dylan is dead.
Neil Young's alive, guys.
Well, thanks.
Back from the dead.
Thanks for the news.
Joni Mitchell's alive, too.
Yeah.
Read the news. Read the headlines.
Yeah.
They're not only alive, they're still at the forefront of our beloved movement.
Alive's a funny word.
It is a funny word.
Andy's living in the past.
All four of them, Crosby, Stills, Nash, they're all on board now.
Yeah, they're all on board. Every one of them worth $100 million. Taking a stand.
Yep. Hey, I noticed, Andy, that...
You use Spotify, don't you?
Hell yeah.
Come on. All the time. Let's join our brothers, Ken, right now. Let's make a declaration right now. Let's remove Spotify from this station. Let's do it.
There's no such thing as purity.
Yeah. unless you have $100 million.
Apple Music and Amazon and
yeah, that's
Tidal,
right. Who are they without sins?
Their hands are all dirty.
That's right.
Everybody's hands are dirty.
That's right. I ordered something on Amazon just last week.
Yeah.
They said it would be here the next day. And then I got one of those little messages. Oh, it's been delayed. Oh, it might be another 48 hours. So you're right. Absolutely right. No one's perfect.
Yeah. So tonight, the topic
almost doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's, almost doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. But what it is what's the best thing you've ever eaten?
The best meal.
Not best meal, not the best thing you've ever eaten.
Whatever, Ken. Whatever makes you happy, son.
Yesterday you were saying the best thing you've put in your mouth.
No, I would never say that. No,
I
would
like
never
that
say
topic.
That. No, no, that's not us.
That's what you were saying.
No, you were talking to somebody else.
Okay. So the phone number is 201-209-9368. But tonight is really the first of a two-part experiment to improve our behavior as talk show hosts and DJs.
Yeah.
And tonight...
When your dog behaves well, Ken, what do? You have a couple of dogs, right?
Give it a treat.
You give it a treat.
Yeah.
You say, that's a good dog, and you give it a treat. We've perfected a way tonight where you can give Ken or Andy, me or Ken, a treat live on the air as the show progresses. If you like what you hear... If you think I'm behaving myself, if Ken's conduct impresses you, you can go online and vote for, I guess you vote for either me or you, right?
Right, you can only vote once.
And you can only vote once.
And it's just a behavior.
Well.
What about radio prowess?
Yeah, radio prowess. Whatever. You give your dog a treat for any number of reasons. You're a dog person, right, Kelly?
I am.
Under what circumstances would you give your dog a treat? They protect you from that masked intruder in the morning.
Saving
your life. You get a treat
for sitting.
Look at me sitting.
A paw.
Yeah,
giving
right.
a paw for.
I've done that. I've done all that already today. Oh my God! I've been sitting for the last 8 minutes.
Fetching something.
I can do that. I can do that. I can also, if a dog could talk and manage a radio show.
But I think you're
taking calls, being polite, staying on topic, responding to the listeners, listening to the listeners.
There you go. I was going to say you're taking it too literally.
Yeah, well, everything. I think it's all a mix.
Getting off a zinger.
A good solid All-American zinger. That's got to be worth a treat. So every 5 votes, and Kelly, you'll be monitoring, I guess, the votes. Every 5 votes for Andy will give me a treat. And every 5 votes for Ken will give him a treat. So how can they vote, Ken?
They just have to go to WFMU.org and click on Playlist and Comments. That takes you to tonight's chat board page. And the link is right there.
There's a link right there to the survey.
Yep.
So you can only vote once. You can vote for Andy or Ken.
It's a very simple survey. They don't get any simpler. Who's been a good DJ?
Andy.
Andy's been a good DJ, or Ken's been a good DJ.
And so, Kelly, you'll just tell us when one of us hits every 5 votes.
Even if they've started already?
No, not including the pre-show votes.
Yeah, how could they vote?
Because it's already happening.
Oh, yeah. Dear God. Well, I guess start from 5 minutes ago, I guess.
Okay.
Is Ken getting more votes than me? Oh, Ken, you're going to be eating more snacks than
Ken's
me.
Ken's winning.
Oh.
You're a good DJ.
Is that for me or Ken?
That's for Ken.
Oh. How's your snack? How's your treat, Ken?
Excellent. A green peanut M&M.
Andy hasn't reached 5 yet.
Well, you know, I want to point out, if I may, these green peanuts M&Ms are delicious, but not everyone can afford these kind of treats because of the financial income inequity in this country that I'm incensed about.
Oh, you're pandering.
Well, people like Ken, people in managerial positions, they make 10, 20, 30, 40 times more than their employees. In fact, here at FMU, the employees are not paid at all. I can't even do the math.
Yes.
If Ken makes $250,000 a year.
No.
Oh, he makes much more than that.
No, I do not.
And that's it. I mean, before his bonuses.
He's going to yell at me when we get off the
air. Yeah, I mean, before his bonuses. So, no, with the bonus, he's close
well,
to...
Well,
before
he's close commissions.
To, and yeah, commissions, yeah. He's close to $500,000.
No.
What do the volunteers make here?
Negative. They bleed.
They spend money to get here. They spend money to feed themselves. And I don't think that's fair. Maybe if you agree with me, that might be worth a vote. That's just something that you might want to consider.
Yeah, maybe you should try not lying.
I might try that someday.
Yeah.
We'll get that. Maybe another show. 201-209-9368. Hey, go to the comments, WFMU.org,
and vote. And say the food?
Well, they say what meal they remember most fondly in their life. It's just an excuse
to have
a show.
It could be anything.
Is there one meal, Kelly, that you will always remember?
I have a death row meal.
You mean a meal that you had?
Yeah, like the last meal. Fried chicken.
That's your last meal? Convicted of murder?
Yeah, or whatever.
Hey, I'll tell you a joke about the last meal. May I tell you a joke?
Yes.
Can I stop you?
Try. Good luck. Guy's on death row.
Okay.
They say, would you like a last meal? He says, yeah, I'll take a meatloaf, a side order of mashed potatoes, and a glass of wine. They say, any particular vintage of wine? He says, yes, 2065.
There you go. That's worth a vote.
That joke? There. I think I deserve a treat.
That was cute.
Well, I need my treat. Do I have 5 votes yet?
Let me see.
How close
I'm
is...
refreshing. Oh, no, you're 1 away, Andy.
Oh, come on, guys. Well.
But Ken.
Yeah. Get another one?
Yeah.
I get another treat?
Yes.
You're a good DJ.
All right, a blue one.
Give the team. Enjoy your treats, Ken. Mm. Oh, this is just not fair.
This is great.
Yeah.
Next week, by the way, we're doing negative feedback.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of arguments in DJ training and dog training about positive feedback versus negative feedback.
Yeah. There's a lot of arguments about healthcare, too, Ken.
Yeah.
Healthcare in this country, you know, it's the richest country in the world, and yet people are just not...
Andy hit 5.
Able to... Oh, there you go.
All right.
Able you to afford DJ. The care. Hey, oh, there I go.
Here it comes.
Thank you, whoever voted for me.
Right, and Ken hit another five.
I got mine. Ken hit another five.
Yes, and Andy's one away from another five.
You're a good DJ.
This is a great marble run you built, Andy. Thank you.
You guys don't have enough M&Ms for this.
Oh, really? No, I have a double one. Wow. Oh, this is great. This is how you do it.
This is a great Rube Goldberg contraption you've built for tonight's show.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome, honey.
I'm sorry I called you honey. I was a little distracted by climate change, by the danger that climate change.
And is it
yeah,
done?
There it is. That's how you do
DJ.
It.
Oh, and Ken's hit another five.
See, it's going too fast, Andy.
Yeah.
No, this is great.
You're a good
you guys
got
to up the number.
I'm in heaven here.
I can't even refresh it fast enough to keep up.
I'm in heaven here. No, you give your dogs a bunch of treats if your dog does the tricks.
This is such a good show, you guys.
Yeah, this is the best.
We haven't gotten a single call yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something.
Maybe people are distracted by racism.
I love racism, Andy.
I'm against it. Even though I'm a racist, I'm against it. That's how bad racism is. Even a racist like me is against it. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. Hey, if you agree with me, you might want to let it be known. Go online. Go on our little WFMU.org webpage and vote for Andy. Refresh, Kelly.
I'm refreshing. Oh, no.
Hey,
nope,
you're
not yet.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, who's
your
this?
Friend Sam the Appraiser.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam, you love the show.
I love the show. I was just going to say that. You beat me to it.
And have you voted yet? Have you rewarded Ken or Andy for their
no.
their service?
No, I was calling in with a story about food.
The best meal you ever had.
Yes.
I'd love to hear this story. I really would. I'm not being sarcastic.
It's really interesting. So a while back when I was in my 20s, I went on a trip with some friends to England. We went to London, and one day we took a train out to Bristol, which is in Western England.
Bristol? So then, Bristol. I'm just repeating the name of the town to prove to you I'm engaged.
That's awesome. I like how you listen.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe if really anyone good. Out there shares that sentiment, they'd want to give me a treat.
Eddie's a really good listener. So we were on our way back from Bristol to London, and we were on a train, and we went through this little town called Bradford-on-Avon.
Ken got another five.
You are a good DJ.
Cool
hang on,
really
Sam.
Go there. So,
Sam, hang on. Hang on, Sam. I got a red treat. Okay, go on.
What do I have to do? What does a co-host have to do in this burg? This is a tough room, baby.
Go on, Sam. You got
you're
to Bristol.
You're in Bristol.
You had a great day at Bristol, now you're going back to London.
Yeah, we went through this cool little town called Bradford-on-Avon that looked really cool. So we said, you know what? Tomorrow let's go back to that town, even though it was like 2 hours away.
Uh-huh.
So we went back there again, and it was really great. Anyway, then like 10 years later, I went back to England on my own, and I was like, I got to go back to that town because it was so cool. So I went back to that town.
Are you saying Stratford-on-Avon or Bradford?
No, that's the interesting thing is it wasn't. It was
okay,
Bradford
interesting. That is interesting.
Bradford.
And I'm fully, fully engaged.
I don't even think it's the same Avon. It's a different Avon because the word Avon is actually the Welsh word for river.
Oh, I see. So it's a different river. So
Andy got five.
Oh, there you go.
You're
that's
a good, DJ.
Anyway, when I was back there like 10 years later.
Thank you, listeners.
What color did you get?
I went for a long walk in the countryside. It was really pretty, and it was like so endearing, and I really enjoyed it. And then it got dark, so I went to this little pub, and that's where I had the best meal I ever had. Because it was like full of all these soccer fans or something. They were all cheering and partying, and I was just there alone, and I didn't know anybody. I just like sat in the corner and enjoyed the ambiance and had lasagna and garlic bread and salad. And it was so good. And I had a lot of beer. And then I walked all the way back in the pitch dark along this canal. In the pitch dark. It was the best night ever.
So it was not just the food, but it was the setting and it was the time of your life. And
exactly. The ambiance. I got the real
you see, Ken, it's more than just the food. I mean, all the food is just going to turn into waste in your body anyway. It's more than just the meal, Ken. It's who you have it with. It's the company you keep.
Yeah, and the fact that I
did you listen to the call at all, Sam? Ken?
Well, he was alone.
Yeah. No. He was not alone. He was not. He didn't have a dining companion, but he was surrounded by the townspeople,
by
the locals,
by soccer hooligans.
That's right, Ken. It's like
no,
you weren't even listening.
Hooligans.
No, they were not hooligans.
To Ken. Ken got another five.
Ken,
you're a good DJ.
Ken. Ken got another five.
Stereotyping about soccer fans.
It's
yeah,
an
Ken.
Orange
that, I find that offensive, and so does Sam, and so do I think a lot of our listeners. If they want to, they want to register their offense, they could vote for me at WFMU.org.
Yeah. Hey, those
Andy,
those Brits,
funny?
Yeah, man. Those
wait,
Brits
Sam's
are...
talking to me. Excuse me, Ken. Go ahead,
got
Mike.
Another five.
No, that
already.
Can't be true.
You are a good DJ.
Ken's favorite meal is the M&M's.
Oh, this is a brown one. A brown one.
Yeah. Mm.
Andy's two away from his fifth.
You like those brown ones, Ken? That's
point.
The color of BS, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah. Sam, what was the British lasagna like?
It was good.
Yeah, good. That doesn't sound like it was very good.
Oh, for the
no,
loving
it was awesome.
God.
What? Wait, what? best meal I ever had.
Okay.
Actually.
All right.
Best meal you ever had.
He's having a meal experience.
Do you remember the game? What game was it?
Ken, nobody cares about the soccer game. What people care about is gun violence. What can we do about gun violence?
I think the game had just ended.
I love gun
Everyone
violence.
Everyone was just excited and happy.
Yeah, they were just excited. It was just the atmosphere. It was a moment in his life, Ken. Sam, thanks so much for calling. 201-209-9368.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sam.
Bye, Sam.
Well, what can we do about gun violence? I'm just one man.
More guns, Andy.
Maybe we could use some of the marathon money to buy back the guns from our listeners.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we'll have a gun buyback. Or how about you hand in your guns and we'll play your favorite song on you, on our next radio show.
Guns for a request.
Yeah, guns for music.
Yeah.
Guns for music. Yeah, here's my AK-37. I'd like to hear Cinnamon Girl.
Oh, my God, Andy, this is so painful. You're
no.
so one away.
No, it can't be true. What am I doing wrong?
Another point since he hit his fifth, but you're still one away.
Okay. I don't know. I've been pandering.
I want to sway anyway.
I've been grandstanding. I don't know what else to do. 201-209-9368. Ken,
and you made it. Andy got another treat.
You're
That's for
good
me.
DJ.
That's how you do it. Thank you, listeners.
Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Mike in Toronto.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are things in Toronto? I really am curious about that.
Very curious.
I really care.
If you really care,
well,
why do you have to...
We had all those Torontonians on earlier. I just had to represent, so...
Yeah. We're proud of our listeners north of the border.
Oh, well, thank you. We're very.
So you're talking
I was just talking about Neil Young and Joni Mitchell.
Yes, we're proud of you too. Proud of you too.
Yeah.
Well, he was talking about the two members of the Kids in the Hall who were here earlier today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're from Toronto.
Oh, fantastic! Oh, on another show, they had. You have other shows here
earlier today. Yeah, on the Evan Funk Davies.
That have celebrity
Andy
guests.
Hit his fifth.
We have to get some of those famous
You're
celebrity guests.
You're a good
guests.
DJ.
Oh, hold on, Ken.
And so did Ken.
Good boy.
You're a good DJ.
What a good DJ. We're a couple of good DJs, aren't we?
I think so. I think so.
Kelly, tell Ken to stop humping me.
You'll give him a treat?
I don't think that's good behavior. He should lose points. Ken, seriously. Ken, it's not funny.
Why are we laughing? It actually does seem kind of funny.
Okay, Ken, our friend from Toronto wants to tell a story. What is the best meal you remember having?
Best meal, most memorable meal and best I've ever had is I took a red-eye flight to San Diego once, had to go straight downtown. And I was walking along, and it was 7 a.m., and I was walking along beside a parking lot that filled up a whole block, and some car that had just sort of pulled into a parking spot in the parking lot beside the sidewalk, you know, stopped there, and a guy got out of the car and said, "Hey, do you want a sandwich?" And I was like, what kind?
That's exactly how you do it.
Of course, is the first answer in my head is not, what? Why?
Yeah.
It was,
what kind?
And he said, oh, pulled pork. And he opened his trunk, and he had some fresh-made pulled pork in his trunk.
And he's just selling pulled pork sandwiches out of his trunk?
He's not selling them, Ken. He's not selling them.
I don't know if that's a thing in California or not.
Was he selling you the sandwich, or was he offering you the sandwich as a gift?
I was his first customer of the day, so he was offering it to me as a gift, and I will never turn down a free sandwich, a free hot sandwich, even more so. And it was the best pulled pork I've ever had in my life.
And now comes the horrendously disgusting part of the story. What did you have to do in exchange?
Is this show PG?
It is PG.
I chatted with him for a while. And
oh, you had to chat with him. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd rather have down and dirty sex in the trunk with him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To have to chat with a man in San Diego in a parking lot. There's no sandwich on earth good enough for that.
Sounds like a
world.
Exactly.
But
that sandwich, you remember it so fondly, especially after a long plane trip and a long trip. Yeah.
Voting has ground to a halt, people.
Because they can only vote once.
And everyone's voting. Yeah. All 10
really
people.
Set the bar high for free handouts and meals everywhere one goes on a business trip in the United States, which turns out to not be the case.
That's true. Well, they used to feed you on airplanes, but I guess now you have to rely on people in parking lots. What a great observation. Perfectly phrased. Great zinger.
Oh,
Thank you very much. I nailed that landing, didn't I, Ken?
Yeah, well done, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you. And now let's say goodbye to this caller.
Free sandwiches for everyone.
Free sandwiches for everyone. 201-209.
Bye, Mike.
9368. So that's maybe the fatal flaw. People can only vote once.
Maybe you want to recap this whole insane idea one more time.
Yeah, explain, Andy, what we're doing.
Because it's complicated.
We should employ strict Chicago rules where people can vote three times but only claim that they voted once.
Well, that's Jersey rules, too.
Jersey rules. If you go on WFMU.org, and there's a link there under our webpage.
For playlist and comments, that's what it says.
Playlist and comments, and there's a link there to a survey. And for every 10 votes Ken gets, he gets a treat. We're rewarding our DJs tonight.
Isn't it every 5 votes?
Every 5 votes. Yeah. You're right. And every 5 votes Andy gets, I get a treat.
And you can see how much better Andy's behavior is tonight, and that's the whole point of tonight's show.
I'm fully engaged.
Want to see if Andy got treats every time he employed good radio behavior. Would he become better every week, even when the treats were taken away?
And Andy hit his 5th point.
Wow.
Just now?
You're a good DJ.
I'm taking it.
What color?
This was a nice red one. Thanks for asking. And thank you, listeners. I appreciate it.
I haven't had one
in a long time. A treat.
Yeah, no, treats are important. But you know what else is important?
What?
Infrastructure. Infrastructure in this country.
Yeah.
We've let it decay. We've let it go. And I think it's time to invest. Oh, yeah, that's true. No one cares. That's another way to look at it.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi. It's Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert, you love the show.
Oh, yes, of course. And, you know, favorite thing that I've eaten lately has been my homemade pizza. But I will vote for whichever of you lets me out of commenting detention.
Aww. I don't know what commenting detention means.
You've been naughty.
Okay, bye, Robert. Hi, you're on the air.
What does that mean?
Hi.
No.
Who's this?
This is Addie in Brooklyn.
Hi, Addie.
Hey, Addie. Thanks very much for calling. You love the show, and we love you.
Ken's hit his 5th point.
Gosh.
Oh, hang on, Addie.
You're a good DJ.
Right. Damn it.
A red one.
I'm this close to quit. I'm going to quit trying.
No, don't.
Why am I trying here? I'm not being rewarded.
You had a couple in a row.
We have a caller. Hi, Addie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, Addie.
Hey. So these are peanut M&Ms, no?
Yes.
Yeah, they're,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. So my meal.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. Thank you for asking.
He wouldn't listen
otherwise.
Yeah,
of course. Well, I thought maybe you're allergic, Andy.
Nope. I don't believe I am. My head is blowing up to twice its normal size for other reasons.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ken hit another
No!
Come
on.
The caller about pulled pork reminded me.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat meat, but I did for
I was living in Texas, and it was Thanksgiving, and we had a few weeks earlier slaughtered a wild hog.
Wow.
Wow.
And you did another five.
Who did?
I did.
Wait, hold on, buddy. Wait, hold on, kid.
DJ.
So you slaughtered a wild hog. Somebody skinned it?
I watched it. I woke up at 7 in the morning, and I figured, okay, I'll eat this if I participate in the slaughter.
And did you in fact partake? And you ate it later in the day?
I ate it the next day.
The next day.
We had a big freezer full of there was the head of a wild hog in there.
Did the wild hog have a name? I once went. My wife took me to.
A name.
What was the name of the hog you ate?
I could make something up. But.
Well, I once ate a cow, and I knew the name of the cow.
What was its name?
I don't remember, but I knew it at the time.
Did that help or hurt your
ability? It made that burger even more delicious.
Really?
Yeah, because you could call the burger by name.
I hate to interrupt, but Ken's hit five twice, and Andy's hit it once, but I didn't want to interrupt the hog story.
No, you cannot.
You're a good DJ.
Ken gets two.
You can interrupt any hog story
and
we
Andy
tell.
Gets one.
Oh, my God. Ken is running twice the number I'm running.
Yeah, but you're only one away. Well, easily, but you're only one away. Come on, being really nice right now.
I'm trying to be as nice as I can.
Next week, we'll be wearing electric dog collars.
and
you'll be able to vote to shock us if we behave badly.
Have I mentioned my concern about the infrastructure problem in this country?
Yeah,
Andy
what's
yeah, there
cookie.
It is.
You're a good DJ.
Fantastic. Long overdue. Why doesn't every show do this?
I think we should have had a cattle prod. Whoever's losing could get prodded while
well,
the other gets
be,
a cookie.
I think that's next. Yeah, that'll be next.
Yeah,
week.
That is next week.
Can yeah. I do it?
Yeah, come on
sure.
back, Kelly.
You trust me, right, Andy?
Kelly, you come anytime. Yeah, I do trust you. You mean not to poke the cattle prod too hard?
Not to put it on kill.
Well, yeah, somebody's got to have control of the shock button next week.
You mean to make sure it stays on stun?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So, wait, did we hear the end of the hog story?
The votes are really coming in. Andy got another.
You know? Okay, wait, hold on. Wait, we have another one.
You're a good DJ.
Hey, Ken, you know what my favorite meal my whole life was?
What?
When I went out to dinner with you in Michigan.
Oh, yeah?
In Ann Arbor, yeah. Our first evening together.
Yeah, where did we go?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember anything about it.
You remember
it.
What movie we saw?
No, I'm just babbling. I'm just trying to show how engaged I am, what a good friend I am.
Yeah, I remember the movie we saw. I remember where we went.
Ken got another five. You guys want to raise
good DJ.
It?
No, this is great. Here's all I remember about the movie. It was during the trailers before the movie. That was the first time you were humping my leg. I didn't know it'd become a lifelong obsession. I didn't know you'd become addicted to it.
We saw Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone and the Roosevelt Tram.
Now I know that's a lie. There's no way Ken was.
Oh, I should
that.
Wait. I should clarify. Sylvester Stallone was in the movie. We didn't see Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
It was just me and Ken.
Yeah. And we ate at Olga's.
We ate at Olga's. The best meal of my life.
Yep.
The best meal of my life, Kelly.
What'd you have?
Gyro. A gyro.
A gyro?
I'm sure I had something off the kids' menu.
Chicken nuggets?
You had a tuna melt.
Yeah.
Now, I remember you had a tuna melt.
I did?
Yeah.
I did?
Yes. You did.
Best meal of my life. And Ken remembers it better than me. That's how good it was.
Andy, I'm still on the phone.
Oh. Ah! Don't sneak up on a guy like that.
So tell us more. Did they?
Oh, yes. Tell us more. Wait, hold on.
I'm going to tell you. We had a few meals throughout the few weeks, but the Thanksgiving meal was particularly special, and it was a slow barbecue with mesquite, with like freshly cut mesquite from the farm.
And how long did that wild hog last? How long were you eating it for?
Wait, hold on. I care about that too. That's not just from Ken. I'm also curious. How long did that wild hog last?
Well, it was split between four people, but our house has. Probably a month.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
Did you guys also
did tamales and tacos?
Did you use the organs? Did you use like the liver and the heart and the brain and all that stuff?
I think the farmers kept all of that.
Uh-huh, cool.
We did keep the head for tamales.
It's a good story, but I can't help get a little distracted. I'm a little worried about the federal deficit.
You guys each hit a 5-point marker.
You're a good DJ.
Boy, we're a couple of good DJs.
There was a bullet in the leg that we ate for Thanksgiving.
Oh, there was a bullet in the hog?
A lot of them, but for the Thanksgiving leg, the thigh, yeah, there was one.
You mean somebody bit into it and then spit out a bullet? There was a...
Yeah, the volunteer firefighter chief.
David. You mean the hog had been shot? Unbeknownst to anyone, the hog had been shot at some point.
Well, I mean, they killed the hog in order
We did kill the hog.
You mean you killed the hog with a gun?
You think they found a dead hog and ate it?
No. No, I thought they killed the hog the way you or I would kill the hog.
Which is how?
To take it to the roof of WFMU and hurl it onto Montgomery Street.
I don't throw hogs off the roof
anymore. No, not anymore. No, I signed that petition myself.
You could do that with wild hogs.
Yeah, you could do that. Believe me, I know. Around here, we call it 4th of July. Okay, so, wait, somebody shot the hog and then so there was no surprise when you found the bullet?
Well, the bullets were mostly in the head. So the surprise...
There were a lot of bullets.
How many times did you shoot the hog? I could kill a hog with three shots.
Nine times.
Nine times.
Nobody.
It still needed a machete to do the job.
That's a tough hog, baby. That's a fighting hog. That's a hog that fights back. That's a wild. That's why they call them. That's why they call them wild hogs.
Wild
boars. But they raised it. They caught it and raised it for 3 years.
Yeah, they caught it to take a bullet. All right.
We were supposed to do two of them, and the other one escaped.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your story's great, but I have to say I'm very worried about inflation. What can we do, Ken?
How did
it's a supply side problem.
How did the other hog escape?
How did it? It just so.
Hold on. I'm curious about that too. I'm as curious as Ken. How did the other hog escape?
It jumped the fence.
Jumped the fence. Wow.
Really? It jumped up in the air and went over the fence.
It kind of smashed it. Yeah.
Wow. Hogs are known for their jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hogs are known for their jumping and surviving 9 bullets.
They dodge bullets.
They can dodge a bullet. Well, this hog didn't dodge bullets.
It's like a Darwinian advancement.
There was a child there.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I almost got run over by a wild hog.
Almost doesn't count.
Yeah, I know. That's why I started pushing them off rooftops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You guys are each 1 point away, and it's been like a stalemate.
I don't know what else
minutes.
I can do. I don't know what else I can do. What are we going to do about the cost of gasoline in this country?
Hasn't it been kind of steady? What's
yeah, steady at $5 a gallon. I guess at $500,000 a year, he doesn't even notice.
I think it's like $3.30 a gallon.
Yeah.
Not $5.
What do you drive, Andy?
Oh, my God, Andy hit the $5.
There's me. Hold on. Thanks for asking. I drive a hybrid car, a Chevy Volt, and I'll tell you why. Wow. It's the only planet we have, and that's how I feel. Hello.
You're very
vote for me.
How much bigger did your head just get?
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you got it. See ya.
Okay, bye. See ya.
You remember his name?
No.
Mike? Tom? No, Jim?
He's
Daddy.
What?
It was Addy.
Daddy. Daddy.
It's not Daddy.
Daddy.
It's Addy. Kelly. Kelly, not every man you talk to is Daddy.
You wish.
You're not going to... Kelly's just force of habit. Kelly calls every guy daddy.
Well, then I never nail the wrong name during sex, Andy. And hello. Ken gets a cookie.
No.
You're a good
hello.
DJ.
Hi, hang on a second. Here comes my treat.
It's mayhem.
Ken, we're going to run out of M&M's.
A yellow one.
What an insane problem to have. You know, you can overfeed a dog.
Mm.
You can give them too many treats.
Can you?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe our listeners
definitely can.
Maybe our listeners ought to consider that. I mean, Ken's gotten so many.
Well, this way I don't have to eat dinner.
Yeah.
Isn't feeding a dog chocolate dangerous?
Yes.
Yes,
very.
Feeding a dog or a DJ chocolate is very dangerous. It is.
Who's this?
So we're killing you with kindness.
It's Pam.
Who do you think it is, Ken?
It's Pam.
Yeah, it's Pam. I recognized you right away, Pam. Maybe I should get a couple of points for that. What do you think, Kelly?
I definitely think so.
Yeah, they can go online.
You need all the pity you can get.
Pam, have you voted yet?
Who wants to know?
Well, Andy's asking. That means you voted for Ken.
The Say best no more. DJ ever?
Say no more. No.
Oh, Andy, you're doing fine. Andy, you've gotten a lot of treats tonight.
I don't feel I've gotten my share. I'm working harder than you.
You're making an assumption.
I am.
Mr. Breckman. Yes, you are.
And when you assume, you make a jerk of you and me.
I think that's okay.
Done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well.
So, Pam, what's the best thing you've ever eaten?
Okay, since I have no memory, I'm going to talk about the most recent one.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Which was a cider donut, like, that I waited for it to be cooked. So, like, I waited 5 minutes.
Wow.
To be done. And it came out, and they handed it to me in a bag, and I ate it.
Was that this afternoon? Was that this afternoon, Pam?
Amazingly enough, it was Sunday, so I've kept.
Perfect. That sounds like that. I wish I was there to share that with you because you painted a beautiful portrait. I would have accepted your kind.
California sounds like some kind of utopia. They still have fresh apples and cider donuts in January. Jeez.
Yeah, it is a utopia, except for the intolerance, which I'm against.
Oh,
the intolerance! What intolerance?
And the intolerance that you see every day, all over. Everyone except me, Kelly, and Ken are racist. And you, Pam, my opinion.
I'm racist?
No, everyone else, but us.
Everyone but us. And I'm against it. And I'll tell you how bad it is. I'm a racist, and I'm against it.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. You know it's
is
serious.
Is DJ meant to like bring you down? Like,
yeah, you're right. Wait. Wait. I've got to bring people up.
Yeah.
Maybe I should sing show tunes.
Yeah. Stop talking about what goes on at your white power
sing
meeting.
Yeah, sing a show tune, Andy.
You know what the greatest show tune I just discovered? The best show tune I ever heard. It's a perfect song.
Yeah. What is
line
it?
Line for line, word for word. Mm-hmm. It's Stephen Sondheim. All you need is the girl. All I need is the girl.
Go ahead, give us a few bars.
Oh my God, it is a perfect song. It's a jewel. Every line is a jewel.
Sing it.
Got my tweed pressed, got my best vest. All I need now is the girl. Got my striped tie, got my hopes high. Got the time and the place, and I got the rhythm. Now all I need's the girl to go with him. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a whirl. And if she'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is the girl. That is a perfect seven lines.
I feel like I've been serenaded.
You have been, honey. That's from Gypsy. That's just a perfect song.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know I've heard that song.
That's perfect. There are only two perfect songs. I'd say that's one. And
does Carl Malden sing that?
Yeah, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. No, Carl Malden. No, I would say Dixie Chicken is a perfect song also. Just perfect.
But who sings that in Gypsy? It's Carl Malden.
No, it's not Carl Malden. It's the young love interest. And
Natalie Wood's young love interest?
Yes.
Daddy.
Yeah, daddy. It's a man, so Kelly called him daddy. I hope that works for you, honey.
Oh, it's been working. Why do you think I use it?
I sometimes beg Beth to call me daddy.
Oh, my God, Andy got a five-pointer.
Well, because
I set you up.
Because of, yeah, thanks. Because of my interpretation of
whoa, that one's extraordinarily large.
Thank you.
Well, that's what she said.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Like,
thank you, Kelly.
That's like you won two. You got two treats in one.
Oh, you mean the peanut M&M?
Yeah,
seemed to have a double little.
Yeah, it was like a double
yolk.
Ken, you stalled in the voting.
Yeah, what can I? Tell
yeah, then why don't you sing a Stephen Sondheim song now,
oh,
Ken?
Oh, it's the singing.
Yeah, Ken, sing your favorite song.
Yeah,
Ken,
no,
sing an Eagles song.
No,
Well, send in the clowns. I didn't realize Sondheim did the music for Gypsy.
He did the lyrics.
Yeah.
A Kern, K-E-R-N.
Let me entertain you.
Oh, what a good little DJ.
Let me.
Make you smile.
Make you smile.
Let me do some few tricks.
I'll do a few tricks.
Some old and then some new tricks.
Some old and new tricks.
I'm very versatile.
I'm very versatile.
And if you're real good.
And if you're real good,
I'll make you feel good.
I'll make you feel good.
I want your spirits to fly.
I'll send your spirits to fly.
So let me entertain you.
Now he's sounding like Ethel Merman.
Yes, he is.
I was doing Axl Rose, actually.
That was good.
Yeah.
There, so Ken and Andy have both done Sondheim.
Yep.
Yay.
But Ken, it was a bigger trick for Ken because he was humping my leg while he sang.
And it didn't budge his score.
It didn't budge his
score.
Bam!
I didn't get a single
one vote.
I didn't get a vote to get a treat.
No, you are stalled at 81 votes.
81 votes he's gotten?
83 is his next cookie. Yeah. Wait, no, you're not that. You're
am
66.
I in the running? Oh, I'm
70 is your next cookie.
I'm four. I need four votes.
I guess we know how many people.
So how many more votes I need?
You need two.
Ken, what was the best meal you ever had? Do you remember one specific meal?
Yeah, Baked Alaska. Made Baked Alaska with vanilla fudge ripple ice cream.
What a horrible story.
Not bubble. Can you imagine if they made that with bubblegum ice cream?
Can you imagine being a co-host and trying to make that entertaining, that story, trying to embellish that, make that work? 201-209-9368. I'm working. I have to be entertaining and personable for myself, and I have to prop Ken up.
Ken gets a cookie. Dear God. You both get a cookie. You both hit your five.
You're a good DJ.
Ken, how can they vote for us? Maybe we should...
I think you should both eat really loudly into the mic.
Oh, I'm trying.
That'll get votes.
I'm trying.
Ken, why don't you tell people how they can vote?
You do it.
Because I'm going to screw it up. You go to our website.
It was your idea.
Somebody's at blahblahblah.org.
Very good.
And then you go to our comment page.
There you go.
And you move your mouse around, which will in turn move the cursor.
Click.
Oh, the little arrow. Yeah, you double click it. I don't know. And you go to, there's some survey there. You can vote for me or Ken, but you can only vote once.
Right.
And every five votes, we're giving ourselves treats.
Ken gets a cookie.
Oh, my God. How'd that happen?
You're a good DJ.
Wait, I thought Kelly was feeding with you. 88,
93 is his next one.
All right.
You're at 70, Andy.
Thank you to everybody who's...
Kelly, you're working hard.
Providing all these votes so that I can get treats.
And thank you, Kelly, for
I think
keeping
positive,
track of this.
Positive feedback really works. I think this is going to have a much better effect on Andy than next week's negative feedback.
We'll see.
We'll see. No, I actually disagree. I actually disagree. You're going to find me very well behaved. If there's a real shock device.
It's
if we're
be
really
real.
Wearing a shock collar next week, you'll find me very well behaved.
Well, you're pretty well behaved tonight.
Thank you. Even though I'm distracted, I'm worried about that we don't appreciate our teachers.
Inflation.
We're not paying them enough. Yeah, and inflation. Yeah. I'm for it. No, wait, I'm against it. No, wait, I'm
Bye, Pam.
Bye, Pam. Goodbye.
I have mixed feelings about inflation. Wait, no, I don't.
Well, what should we pay our teachers?
We should pay them...
Ken hit 93.
We should pay them one-tenth of what Ken makes.
You're a good DJ.
Andy's 1 point away from a cookie.
We're giving your DJs treats.
Great system.
Yeah.
Really great system.
I think I'm eating too many M&Ms.
It's very straightforward. Oh.
Oh.
Andy got his points.
You're a good DJ.
At some point, the dog just starts to refuse the treats.
Or throws up and can eat more.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys can both purge.
That's our grand finale.
That's the lightning round.
That's our lightning round. Kelly, you're the funny one.
Oh, funny looking, Andy.
No, you're so funny. Cut it out. You can't be funnier than me.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We want to hear the best meal you've ever had. More importantly, we're trying to provide positive feedback to myself and to Andy. Whenever you hear good on-air behavior, we would like you to vote for us. And every five votes, we get a treat. You can go to WFMU.org and click on playlist and comments to get to the voting page.
I'll tell you, Ken, you're talking about everyone's favorite meal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more worried about poverty.
Yeah. So are you in favor of, like, universal basic income?
Hold on. Will that take money out of my pocket in any way? It will? It will raise my taxes?
Could, yeah.
Okay, then I'm gonna say, oh my gosh, is that the time? I forgot I have another meeting.
Oh, that's right.
That's my response.
No, you did tell me before that you had a movie to go to, so you have to leave a little bit early tonight.
I do. Well, I won't leave. I won't leave until we hear that beautiful theme song.
Oh, really? So all I have to do to get you to stay is to not turn on the theme song?
It might work. If I forget how to tell time, it might work.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Peter calling from Tappan, New York.
Wow. Oh, hi, Peter from Tappan.
He, him.
Andy hit his fiver.
Hey, Kelly.
You are a good DJ.
You want to hear about the best meal?
Yeah, hold on. Let me have my little treat. Thank you, listeners.
Sorry, Peter. They told me to blurt out.
Yeah, you can interrupt Peter.
Not at all.
Go ahead, Peter from Tappan.
Catering. Backstage at a big festival. And I wonder, Ken, if you have any, I think people really love to hear about
boilers,
backstage experiences. And Ken, I feel like you must have some that could garner you some big points here, some big votes. Tell us about Nirvana.
Okay, I was at Nirvana Unplugged, and we had just put out the first ever WFMU catalog. And
Where did this take place?
This takes place in Manhattan at an MTV soundstage.
I knew you were there.
It was a Seattle band, a grunge band named Nirvana.
This was them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, that Nirvana.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Kurt came out looking like an old man shuffling around, but he was very friendly and very cool talking to people in the audience. We handed him the latest edition of the WFMU catalog, and he read it on stage the whole night. Every time he had a spare minute, he read it.
I'm going to sing All I Need Is a Girl Again.
Okay, go ahead.
Sing a Nirvana song, Andy.
I don't know any Nirvana songs. Did they sing All I Need Is a Girl? Did they cover that?
You
at
know
all?
It, Andy.
No, they did, like, you know.
Two coins in a fountain. Each one.
Did they cover Two Coins in a Fountain?
They did. The yeah, they did Maria.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Right.
That was a big one.
I Like to Live in America. Come on. All these, you know these songs.
So wait, I'm sorry. Was that the end of your Nirvana story?
No. Oh, no.
Is there a meal? Was it leading up to a meal?
Just getting going. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Was there a meal?
Oh, Andy.
Yeah.
The writer's room at Rat Race.
Well, we sent out for our tuna melts. All of my stories end with, and that tuna melt was delicious. That's the end of most of my food stories. Hey, thanks very much for calling. And thank you for everyone voting for me to get a treat. All you have to do is go to WFMU.org and click on our playlist, and you can vote once for me or Ken.
I also want to thank everybody who's voting Andy to get a treat.
Oh, wow, Ken. How generous of you. How open-hearted of you.
Yeah.
He feels sorry for you.
I guess he
does. Well, no, I just think that it has a much greater effect on Andy in terms of improving his radio skills.
Mm-hmm. Reverse psychology.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. Listener Michael, I can't remember the best meal I ever had.
Michael in Boston?
Yeah.
Hi, Michael in Boston.
The best M&Ms I ever had were from the Superior Nut Company of Cambridge. They were sold in, like, one-pound bags. And not those so much, but the nuts, which were very fresh, really helped see us through the first few months of the lockdown.
Fresh nuts.
And those were M&Ms or peanuts?
They were peanut M&Ms, and the chocolate. You mean they were? Like, you mean they were? And the peanuts tasted like peanuts.
Well, I'm sorry. Do you mean they were made locally, and you could tell they were fresh. They were fresher than.
I don't think they were made locally. I don't know. But they just tasted fresh.
Well, maybe they tasted fresh. Like, maybe because you were...
actual chocolate and peanuts.
Were they made by the M&M company?
Yes, they were. They were actual branded M&Ms.
Yes, but maybe they tasted better because you were in a lockdown situation. And
I really doubt that.
Well, what was it then?
No, I think, I believe Michael. Whatever Michael in Boston says.
Somehow these M&Ms were fresher and more
delicious.
And everything
else they did was fresher than their equivalents from other places, too.
You could taste the freshness.
Well, maybe, wait, I see, but maybe we could look at the expiration date.
Ken
on
has
our,
hit another 5 points.
Well, let me look.
You're a good DJ.
The bag that I'm eating from, it says best before December 2022. So maybe you did get a fresh batch. Maybe it was hot off the assembly line.
Of course it was.
I wonder where they're made.
Why would you doubt Michael?
Do you think they have multiple plants where they're making them, you know, or is it from one plant? I want to learn more about these M&M peanuts. Hey, wait, we can learn more.
Well, they're basically a nut company.
Wait, question.
Wait. Kind of nut you want.
There's actually a phone number here that we could call if we have questions about our M&Ms.
Go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
I think you've got another show there.
I know.
All right, Michael, we got
to
go.
We can't afford to throw this one. Okay. Ken, we have a question about our M&M peanuts, our treats. 1-800-627-7852. And I never thought I'd actually have a question, and then I looked down at the package.
Welcome to M&M's. If you're calling about an order for personalized products, then please press 1.
Don't press 1. Don't
otherwise, please stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
Wow, that's a nice phone tree.
She sounds like she works
just
at M&M's.
So you know, all calls are recorded for quality and training.
Good. We're recording. It's being double recorded. We're recording it too, lady. Lady.
Recording Mars.
Lady.
We're currently experiencing higher than usual.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, who else is calling? Oh, shut up.
For the next available.
That's not true.
Otherwise, you can contact us at mars.com/contact us.
Why
we're
is
committed
she
to providing
yeah, she's
great
British.
Customer service.
My first question is who was on the phone before us?
She must have gotten a break from making the lasagna.
And you'll be automatically connected to a short satisfaction survey.
Okay, hold on. We'll hang on.
Your expected wait time is less than 5 minutes.
Oh, we're on the air in 5 minutes.
Oh, no. Here we go. We're rolling. Okay. We don't even have... Okay.
Everybody quiet.
Okay.
Thanks for contacting Morris Consumer Care. This is April. How can I help
you? Hi, April. My name is Andy. You're on the air with my friend Ken. We're calling together because we are eating your M&M peanuts.
Hi, April.
They're delicious. Hello. We're actually receiving them one every few minutes. They're our treats for being such good boys.
We need five votes to get a peanut M&M.
And so we really appreciate it, and it's actually working. We're being very well behaved, and we do have a question though. These M&M peanuts. We're in New Jersey, in northern New Jersey. Are these peanuts made locally? Are there multiple plants around the country, or is it just one plant that makes the M&M peanuts?
I believe it's located in another state. However, I'm not sure of the state, but. Don't worry, I'll be checking on that here. And
because it may be, maybe Pennsylvania? Is it possible that it's Pennsylvania?
Is it possible it's Vermont?
With that, I'll be checking for me
okay.
to be sure.
Okay, okay. Are you going to put us on hold?
Would it be okay if I'll be putting you
hold
on hold?
Well, it's okay with me. Let me check with my co-host, Ken. It should be unanimous. We should both agree on whether we mind being put on hold. I'm going to say yes. But I'm going to now defer to Ken. Ken?
Yeah.
Okay. We're okay with us being put on hold.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Wait.
Andy was so polite, he got his fifth point during the call.
Fantastic. Whoa. I'll take it. Where do you think our M&Ms were made,
good
Ken?
DJ.
I think Pennsylvania or Massachusetts.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Okay.
$5.
You think I don't think Massachusetts. It's too expensive that's a big union state. It's expensive.
Where's child labor low?
Yeah, exactly. Pennsylvania is where you can get those kindergartners to make your M&Ms.
Quick learners.
I don't think Pennsylvania's a big peanut state. Georgia's a big peanut.
Oh, you think? Oh, I see. You think it's where the peanuts are from?
Yeah,
don't you think they ship the peanuts to wherever the plant is?
Oh well, what did you ask? Where the peanuts are from?
No, I asked where do you think this bag that I bought in northern New Jersey is from?
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So no, it wouldn't be Georgia.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, how are you guys going to wrap this up? Whoever has the most points, because
it wasn't really a contest. I guess it
was.
Oh, I think a contest.
Well, now that I lost,
Ken's at 99 points and you're at 86 points.
Well, that's
why it's gotten kind of close.
That's why it's not a contest, Kelly, because I lost. Oh, I gotta go. Wait, I really have to go.
Oh, well,
we're on hold. We're on hold with Mars.
We're on hold with Mars.
We're on hold with the Mars Candy Company.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Kelly, you are a good friend, a friend of the show and a friend of ours.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome, Daddy.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jeremiah.
Wait, I want to stick on. Wait, I want to see what the answer is from Mars. Here we go.
Thank you for
yes.
So I was able to check it, and it is located in Topeka, Kansas.
Where?
In Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka, Kansas.
Wait, I think I said Topeka, Kansas, didn't I?
No.
I believe I did. Play back the tape.
April, thank you so much.
April, that was my guess, Topeka, Kansas, because it tasted like Topeka, Kansas a little bit.
Oh, you make a wild guess.
Oh, you're so funny. I love you, April.
Thank you, April.
I love you, April. April. I love you, April.
Would it be okay if I'll be getting one of, your information?
No, we don't. We can't help you there. I have to go.
Sure.
I don't have a lot of friends. So I'm going to go meet them.
No, it's Andy Breckman.
No, it's not Andy Breckman. It's not Andy Breckman.
Okay.
580 Vinton Road, Madison, New Jersey.
Yes, April, that's right. I'm the guy that wrote IQ. I know what you're thinking. I know exactly. I was a little ahead of you. That's me, April.
Thank you so much, April.
God bless you and your work, April.
Okay.
I love you more than Andy does. Bye-bye. And coming up next, it's Matt Fivesh and the Great Weekly World Blues Program. Next week, the negative feedback episode of the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
This is the sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Your hound dog riding back.